Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:05 British Summer Time. Today is April 20th. Well, this has been an exciting day today. We've seen a number of markets down in excess of 4%. The S&P is certainly among those down over 4.25%, but a number of those European markets are down a similar amount. And it's putting pressure on the very impressive uptrends that we've seen over the last 6 weeks. Well, this is the seventh week following six consecutive weeks on the upside for a large number of indices. And we are starting to see that some of the leading markets are coming under pressure. For example, Taiwan peaked out on Friday with a large key reversal, and while we didn't have very much follow-through today, it certainly didn't make up any of that lost ground either. The other side of that equation, of course, is China, which had a very good day today, but is also a closed market and not particularly influenced by what is happening on a day-to-day basis in a number of other markets. Whereas we do see that, for example, Israel, which was also a leading market, had a big downward dynamic today and would really need to rally in sharp order to maintain the integrity of its short-term uptrend. The same with the OMX in Sweden, which has been the leading European market. We continue to also see that some of these indices in Latin America are on looking to be look well look to be on borrowed time in terms of the strength of the uptrend that we've seen over the last 6 weeks or so. So it does appear at this point that we're going to see whether these markets can sustain their upward breaks in the cases of the leading group of markets, or whether these lagging markets, such as in the US and in Europe, can sustain their moves above their March lows. And it really is all to play for here. The evidence isn't entirely categorical, but we are starting to see that some of these leading markets are coming under pressure, and inverted commas safe havens are strengthening here. For example, we see that copper is down 11 and three quarter cents in here today. This is a downward dynamic, and while it doesn't break the integrity of the higher lows, we are certainly pressuring the higher lows. And follow through on this move tomorrow would really signal that the advance has been capped in the near term. But a lot of these, and I think the same thing could be said of platinum, which is down over $50 in here today. Then we look to something like silver or gold. Well, silver had a very weak day on Friday, came down below $12, but rallied back above that level here today, up 25 cents, and closing out the day over just over $12 at 1204. We see that gold is up over $16 at 885, so finding support at its moving average and performing here. We also see that the dollar had really quite a strong day today, up over 2 cents against the pound, and up over a cent against the euro. So, looking at the way that we're seeing things shape up, it looks like what have been the best performers over the last 6 weeks, which have been markets such as Taiwan or Israel or Sweden, or indeed a number of those other Asian markets. And we see that the commodities such as platinum and copper are coming under pressure. And we see that gold is finding support around its moving average, that the dollar index is rallying from above its moving average. And in fact, the dollar index is one of the only instruments out there that we look at that has a moving average that is pointing upwards. And it really would now need to sustain a move below the average to question potential for this to gradually range higher in here. There remains a lot of nervousness out there, and while the bears have been quiet over the last couple of weeks, there we are now starting to see some of these bearish reports coming through, and we're in the middle of earnings season. And there are big questions being asked about the integrity of the banking sector's earnings. Now, certainly they are earning more money now than they were, both from trading and from the margin that they've been able to make on their loan books, but they have massive balance sheet problems, and it does look like they are trying to wallpaper over some of those problems in the way that they're reporting their earnings, and that's not being greeted with a great deal of enthusiasm by the wider market. And there also remains a lot of questions about the various rescue packages and how things are going to go ahead. So we do now, I think, appear likely to see whether these markets are going to hold above their March lows or not in the case of Wall Street and a lot of those European indices. And there is a massive dichotomy between the two groups of markets because when we look at something like copper, it really does have quite a way to go before it pushes back into its base, let alone move to new lows. This has been really an impressive move. So for those people who have been patient and waiting, there will be people looking at the sidelines, looking at these leading markets, and there's probably, well, we know for a fact that there is a lot of money sitting on the sidelines. And we are probably going to be presented with a good buying opportunity for a number of these leading markets in the next couple of weeks to months. Whereas the question or the jury is still very much out on whether the actual lows are in for some of these lagging markets. If I was a betting man, I would probably put odds that it was sort of 70-30 that we'd seen the actual lows for a number of the lagging markets, whereas I think the likelihood is considerably better than that for some of the leading markets. But the next few weeks, it does appear likely that we're going to see what is going to, which way these markets are going to go. And that brings us back to these safe havens, because if we do see that the what are termed riskier assets are moving from outperformance to underperformance, then gold will have room to rally back up towards the upper side of this ranging phase. We could see silver performing, and that is evidenced by its action in here today. But we see that treasuries were up over a full point in here. And we also see that gilts, which didn't really give up very much ground in the first place, were up a point and a third. We also see that the dollar firmed up in here today, as did the yen. The yen was stronger both against the dollar, but also against a number of these crosses. This was a considerably weaker day for the euro against the yen, and the yen pushed back rather dramatically against a number pushed well got stronger against a number of the currencies that we watch. And it is looking like these safe havens are getting stronger, and the rest of the markets are in for a consolidation of recent gains at best, or perhaps a retest of the lows at worst. And there's no way to say how far that's going to go, because this question will be answered in the next couple of weeks as to where supply and demand really are. If demand is coming back and some of that massive pool of cash on the sidelines is being putting back into work, then we would expect to see higher lows being put in any consolidation that gets put down. On the other hand, if supply is still in the ascendancy, then this will have been another lower high for a number of these lagging markets, and we could see markets moving to another incremental low before the next rally gets underway. Whereas for leading markets, we would expect to see them finding support above their bases or perhaps dipping slightly back into their bases, but more than likely hanging on to about 50% of their gains. So we are being faced with an environment where there are just two very different worlds. One is going to have a very lengthy convalescence, and it is going to be a struggle to get out of these base formations that are in the early stages of development. Whereas in the leading side, we have markets that have broken up from their really quite short base formations, and we are looking for the first step above the base to be formed and preceding the formation of consistent uptrends, which should begin to find support above their moving averages. And it is interesting that this has been the rally that has produced a large amount of mean reversion across assets, stock markets, commodities, currencies. We've seen a large number of instruments returning to their 200-day moving average. We've also seen a number of instruments, particularly in that lagging group, which have yet to revert to their means. So this is a logical area, particularly for those leading markets which have reverted to their mean, to consolidate. And it does appear that that is what we're going to see over the coming weeks and perhaps even months. And with that, I think I will leave you for the evening. David was out today, but he should be back in tomorrow. And thank you very much for your time.